Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week we're discussing the only clothing optional park in Texas. Austin is known as possibly the weirdest part of Texas. Living here, I will let you know, well, not in Austin itself, I am a San Antonio resident, but I'll let you know as far as Texas goes, that can be a debatable point. Weird is subjective. However, about 30 minutes outside of downtown Austin, you will find a unique park called Hippie Hollow. Upon entering, there's a normal park sign, but underneath it is a caution that nude swimming and sunbathing may occur. Hippie Hollow is the only clothing optional park in Texas. Hippie Hollow Park was once known as McGregor County Park. The area was known as a nude swimming spot for decades, even among German and Czech immigrants when they first got here, because it happened to be in a remote section of Lake Travis's shoreline. Thus, it was private enough for a quick skinny dip. In the 1960s, the park became particularly popular with younger people and became nicknamed Hippie Hollow. In the 1970s, neighboring landowners got very upset about the increase in nude bathers. To be fair, the Travis County Sheriff thought that the officers that he had, that their man hours could be used in a much more important capacity for, you know, real crimes. So the skinny dipping violations were honestly ignored, provided there weren't any other laws being broken and no one was getting hurt. The land is owned by the Colorado River Authority, but in 1983, they leased the land to Austin's home base, Travis County. After some improvements and an extensive cleanup, the name was changed and the park reopened under the name Hippie Hollow Park. In 1995, county commissioners made the park 18 and older only. Nudists with families objected, but the rule has stayed in place. Yes, clothing is optional and this is legal. However, the terrain is extremely rocky, so shoes are still encouraged. Their official website also mentions you should ask before taking pictures of anyone visiting, you know, because of the nudity thing. The park is also home to two protected species, the golden-cheeked warbler, yes, I'm not making that up or making this a joke, and the black-capped vireo, meaning that there are some areas of the park that are marked off-limits to keep their habitat safe. And remember, leave your kids and pets at home, as this park is open only for human beings over the age of 18. And you might get to say goodbye to those tan lines. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. As we talked about last week, Anchor, where I used to record my podcast, is no longer sending me ads, which is awesome for you. However, that's not so great for creators. So I wanted to let you know that if you're interested in supporting this podcast, we officially have a Patreon. Yes, I did it. So we are at patreon.com/TX Slang for Crazy. Also, thank you so much to our supporters on Anchor who are doing those direct donations. If you prefer to do it that way, it's anchor.fm/TX Slang for Crazy. Thanks for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.